hot yoga for your mind, combined with a Spartacus moment. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
45 after on a Monday, the 21st of January. It's bitter cold out there. Be careful if you're going out. It's one of those days where your nose freezes shut when you breathe through your nose. Yeah, one of those days. At any rate, my next guest, Professor William Wagner, president of Salt and Light Global, a former federal judge and prosecutor here with us. Professor, welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be here again, Steve.
You were tapped in on that BuzzFeed conversation. It is pretty scary when I spend, you know, half of the program talking about what's not news because it's become the news because it's so appallingly dishonest. Weird.
Well, when what's not the news becomes the news, you know, for that many minutes this morning, you know the First Amendment's at risk. Because if the media is willing to lie and politicians are out there saying, you know, we need to get rid of the First Amendment or at least, you know, the part, the speech that we don't agree with.
Well, right.
And
I point to Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky, and I'll repeat this for anybody who maybe didn't hear it, tweeted this yesterday in response to a bunch of Catholic kids being accused of doing something they did not, by the way. I am calling for a total and complete shutdown of teenagers wearing MAGA hats, that's Make America Great Again hats, until we can figure out what is going on. They seem to be poisoning young minds. Really? The of young minds is saying the Constitution is the enemy, and this guy, we need to get... And you made a good point to me before we went on. What they're trying to do is say that free speech is actually conduct and not free speech, and therefore the government can regulate conduct.
Yeah, because the First Amendment, you know, limits the exercise of government power, including, you know, this congressman here. It's interesting. You know, we need the First Amendment to protect speech with which we disagree. We don't need the First Amendment to protect the speech we agree with. Obviously, this congressman disagrees with little red hats. You know, and so that's exactly why we have the First Amendment, because people in power like that forever have tried to censor and shut down, you know, messages that compete with their own. And if we allow that to happen, either on the left or the right, we cease to be a free country.
Well, exactly right. You go back to the old saying, I may not agree with a single word you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. That's the principle on which this country is built. And yet so many people today are like, well, if it upsets somebody, we shouldn't be allowed to say it. You know, we should be able to, we'll protect, you know, good speech, but mean things, we shouldn't protect that. That's why you need a First Amendment about things you don't, you know, happen to care for, right? I mean, that's it.
Well, especially when it's government censoring the message, especially when it's government authority, like a United States congressman, you know, saying that, well, you know, I'm not going to defend to the death the speech I disagree with anymore. I'm going to put to death your speech and only let the world hear mine. And this is exactly the place we're in right now. We've been in this country a few other times. We've gotten through it. But to get through it, we have to have people that are willing to stand up for the Constitution, go to jail if necessary by, you know, saying, you know, if you're going to, you know, take away my rights, I'll go to jail peacefully, you know, so that I can, you know, so that the next generation can have freedom of speech and the free exercise of religious conscience.
Now, Martin Luther King did
what he did.
Absolutely. And that's why we mark this day every year, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So let me ask you about the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, two things that Martin Luther King obviously was a champion of. And that is this whole notion that all government actions have to have a secular purpose, this lemon test thing. You have an amicus brief that will be part of a Supreme Court case that's in process right now. I'll bring the listeners up to speed about this case and how important it is and where we are with it.
Martin Luther King was influenced because he was the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King by sacred truths that had been around forever. And that is some of those great ideas that were born in the image of God is why he marched and why he said all human beings have value and dignity and shouldn't be discriminated against. And that is exactly what's at issue now in the Supreme Court, is because folks that have their ideas informed by sacred values are being prohibited because of an activist Supreme Court in the past changing the meaning of the First Amendment. The actual words say Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And a number of activist judges at one time said, well, we don't like that word establishment. That's too let's broaden it, because we don't want religious people to be part of those ideas to be part of what we do, even though it was what Martin Luther King used to end, you know, discrimination back in the
right.
60s. So what's happening now in Maryland, there's this cross that was erected in to memorialize these World War I veterans. They list their names and they talk about, you know, what they did and all that. And some leftist group says, oh, that's too dangerous. We can't have that.
Yeah, that's government. That's government promoting religion, which it's not. Go on.
It's not. And we've got this new Supreme Court definition of the First Amendment that, you know, it clearly doesn't establish Christianity as the religion of the United States, requiring Congress to enact laws consistent with the Bible. No, all it does is it memorializes these soldiers that paid the ultimate price and recognize that, you know, Jesus, you know, paid the ultimate price. It doesn't violate the First Amendment because it doesn't establish a religious government. And that's what we're arguing in our brief, that we need to go back to the plain meaning of the Constitution and allow crosses like this. If this cross is unconstitutional, Steve, guess what? They're going to have to close down Arlington Cemetery because all the crosses there are unconstitutional, too. If this cross is unconstitutional, back in the Lincoln administration, the Emancipation Proclamation would be considered unconstitutional because Lincoln invoked the favor of Almighty God in the document when he wrote it. So, you know, this craziness on the left
that's a good word for craziness.
Only their ideas
is
got to go.
No, they believe in the freedom of speech and they believe in Christian values as long as you don't follow them. I mean, because if you're a Christian, you follow and you still don't agree with same-sex marriage, for example, you're not allowed to think that. They fully support your right to be Christian as long as you believe what they believe and don't cross that line. I got to leave it right there, Professor. Good stuff. When is that case going to make it to oral arguments real quick?
Probably in the next few months.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. Professor William Wagner, always a pleasure, always an education. Thank you very much.
Great to be here again, Steve. Have a great day.
There you go. It is a bitter cold day out there this Monday, the 21st of January, but we're warming it up for you right here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
Yeah. I'm getting a great job. You know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.